You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to TJ's podcast.
Oh, we got something big going on today. There's a whole bunch of stuff to cover. Today is another law day, just because we talk about things that that interest me, that I think will interest you, and our official TJ's podcast legal expert, Ryan Toomey, Texas attorney, will be on to discuss some ins and outs of the class action lawsuit against Ozempic, which, you know, I know everybody's listening. Everybody's either wanting to take something like that to lose weight, or you're scared to take something like that to lose weight if you need to lose weight. I know, you know, some people are not in the market to be losing weight. But, you know, Calitrin is basically what you need to be doing. Order Calitrin at toploss.com. So we're going to start by getting right into the Graham Slam, because Riggins has found something online that's freaked him out that I think is just absolutely hilarious. And that is a woman who has posted is a TikTok on southernliving.com, like a Southern Living magazine thing.
It's a reel on Instagram.
Yeah, okay.
From Southern Living magazine, yeah.
All right, and it's this young woman who's dressed in a flowery dress, you know, trying to look as old school Southern as you can look, and she's very, very Southern. Cute as a bug, in a rug, she's adorable. And she is showing how to prepare what her family always has as a side dish with their Easter meal. And well, even though you can't see it, the audio of this is a good explanation of what she's doing. She tells it well.
One of the most Southern salads out there is pear salad. Not fresh pear salad, canned pear salad. But what exactly is pear salad? I am so glad you asked. Canned pear halves, a dollop, a hefty dollop of mayonnaise, topped with some shredded cheddar cheese, and that's it. Some people like to get fancy with their pear salad and put the pear half on a lettuce leaf and top it with a cherry. But in my family, we don't get too fancy with our pear salad. The only fancy part about ours is that we always serve it on a deviled egg plate. In my family, Easter is not complete without a deviled egg plate or two of pear salad. Happy Easter. It is so good, I'm telling you.
Okay, so Riggins sends me a note and says, what the blank is this? I've never heard of this after 36 years in the South. So he's lived in the South his whole life. Never heard of a pear salad.
Never.
And it grosses you out to look at it?
That is disgusting. I like all those ingredients.
Yeah.
But that is vile.
Okay. Well, that's an old, old Southern recipe. I mean, but I always liked, you know, cause I'm all into food and cooking and all that stuff, but I love the history of foods, and I try to figure out the region of the South that was a big deal. And it, I'm pretty sure that it's a Southeastern thing. So you grew up in the Southeast. You should have heard of that if you know any old Southern people. In Louisiana, where I grew up, I had heard of it, but we never really had that when I was a kid. And I think the reason I think it's more of a Southeastern thing is because in the oldest explanations of this salad, they say use a mayo, mayonnaise salad dressing kind of thing. And then they have it in parentheses, Duke's.
Yeah.
Duke's brand, which is a Southeastern brand. In Louisiana, we use Blue Plate mayonnaise. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm thinking, that it's from the Southeast.
The only comments I saw, it seemed like people in Georgia knew about it.
Yeah.
If there were any, they said, I'm from Georgia and I've heard of this. So I think maybe it's a Georgia thing. I don't know.
Now,
the combination is just wild.
Here's the thing. Would you try it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then I may whip it up and whip it out today and bring it in tomorrow for the podcast if you'll try it.
Yeah, I'll try it.
Yeah, I've never had it either. It looks disgusting, but I love pears.
I do too.
I love cheese and I love mayonnaise. Sure. I don't want it. I wouldn't hit a dog in the butt with a cherry though.
But the cherry on top.
And I don't want any lettuce
and
either.
A piece of lettuce underneath. It's like, I don't know.
And there's no way that is better than deviled eggs.
I don't think so.
I mean, I haven't even decided what all I'm going to add to my deviled eggs this year when I'm doing it. I'm going to spice it up a little bit, maybe put some scrimp in it, you know, some stuff like that. But there's no way I'm choosing this, no matter how it tastes. There's no way it can taste good enough to replace a deviled egg.
I don't think so. And she's got that pear half, you know, it's got the, you know, indent in it, and she just loads that pocket up with mayonnaise. It was like, man.
I do love a canned pear, though.
I do, too.
Oh, I could drink that syrup out of it.
Yeah, real good. But yeah, two plates of those or one plate of deviled eggs. I was thinking, yeah, I'd rather have the deviled eggs.
Any day.
Yep.
Yeah, and we only have one deviled egg tray, I think. Well, we have a plastic one.
Yeah, we do.
And we have a glass one that's nice. Yeah. But they'd be too big for the little holes in a deviled egg tray. A pear hat?
I think so, yeah.
But anyway, I'll try to remember to do that. I'll make up some and bring them in tomorrow.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll keep overnight in the refrigerator. Probably. Yeah.
Is that how you glorify your success, though, with two deviled egg plates?
Yeah. Yeah. So let them know. You got to let them know. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then as long as we're on the topic of Easter and eggs, I go to Costco a lot, but I haven't been lately. I haven't seen that Costco has the already dyed Easter eggs.
That's stupid. 24 eggs already died for Easter.
Yeah. But
$7.99.
But they are, I mean, really, really good dye jobs on them. You know, you get those little paws or whatever they are, little tablets. It's so light and, you know, you got to do it several times.
But these
look good. They look professionally done.
They do look professionally done, but the colors on them, it's like red, black.
Yeah, there was a crimson kind of.
Yeah, I mean, they're like fall colors. They're not Easter colors at all. No pastels. It's like red, dark green, dark brown, black. It's like, okay, you're going to dye the eggs. Why not dye them an Easter color?
And do they call them Easter eggs?
They call them colored eggs.
Right. You know why that is.
Because they don't want to say Easter.
That's right.
I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm. Because you can't say anything pro-Christian.
Yeah.
People get offended.
Yeah, maybe.
You can say every other thing, but not, you know, the Christians always have, we always have to be shut down.
Yeah.
It's offensive to say it.
When you did Easter egg hunts when you were a kid, right?
Well, this is what I was going to say. At first, I'm like, okay, people can't even dye their own Easter eggs. And that's, you know, but then I thought back to my childhood, and one of the bad memories of my childhood that always sticks with me is when my parents got into a big fight, because they fought all the time, but they got into a big fight on Easter Sunday morning. Because my dad got up and started dyeing Easter eggs, and I don't remember what they were fighting about, but I just remember that's when I think about dyeing Easter eggs. I think about, you know, about them getting in a big crazy fight.
What would they have been fighting about over dyeing Easter eggs?
it could have been about something else, or unless she was saying, you know, you got up and you messed up the kitchen, or we were going to do that later. You're doing it by yourself. You're supposed to do it with the kids, you know, whatever.
That is wild to be fighting on Easter Sunday like that.
Yeah. You know, I always had a good time dyeing the eggs with my kids.
Yeah.
You know, that was fun. But both of my kids are like I am, and their attention span is about an inch long. And they'd be into it for a while, and then they're just up, ready to, and then Jody's left to do all of it.
Do the rest of it. Yeah. You know, they give you that little dipper to dip the egg, and it's always like a paper clip.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work at all, and you're holding that thing, and then they give you the wax crayon to draw your design on it before you dye it, and that works terribly. But it's fun.
Yeah. Did y'all eat the Easter eggs?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm. Love them.
You still get an Easter basket? Your mom gives you Easter baskets.
She texted me the other day. What did she say? She was like, what do we want for Easter dinner? And she gave me a bunch of options, and I told her what I wanted. Because I think I'm going to be the only person there.
Yeah.
We're going to have a nice meal.
Ham.
And an Easter basket.
Y'all going to have ham?
We're not, no. I don't think my dad's crazy about ham.
Really? What do y'all have instead? See, we always have ham, deviled eggs, and then, you know, rolls. And I mean, it's not like, you know, rolling it out for Thanksgiving or Christmas or anything.
Yeah, I don't know. As I became an adult, all those traditional meals kind of went out the window. And it was like, what do we really want? Do we want steaks, you know, on Christmas and things like that? So we're going to have a roast beef, mashed potatoes, gravy, corn on the cob, salad. And she'll make her deviled eggs if she doesn't.
That's a lot.
It's a lot, yeah.
But, you know, it's only going to be Jody and Boy and me, I think. I don't know if my little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael are coming over or not. They usually do. I think they usually are there for Easter, but we're still going to do pretty much, you know.
Same thing.
The Costco honey ham where you just put the stuff on it yourself and put it in the oven. It's good. And then I'll do deviled eggs and, you know. I don't know whether I'm going to make homemade yeast rolls or not. Mm. Probably not. No.
I always think about, when we're talking about ham, I always think about Cubby and that honey-baked ham.
Because
I've never had it, but the way he talks about honey-baked ham, it's like describing somebody you care for or love deeply. Yeah. I mean, he romanticizes it. It makes me want one.
But he's lost all that weight, so I don't know how much of that, you know, the candy he's going to eat. Like, yeah, I get that candy off the top of it.
Yeah, I don't know if he's still into it, but, man, he made that sound so good.
Okay, so there are a couple of things that we have to get to today on the TJ's podcast for the Fanaticos after we do the check-in with Ryan, the slip and fall lawyer for Law Day. So we have a lot left to come on TJ's podcast, so don't touch that dial. You don't know where it's been. Law Day next.
TJ's Podcast.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at hcj.com/neogenix.
Back to TJ's podcast.
Yes, yes. So excited. Today is another Law Day on TJ's podcast. So a special treat for the Fanaticos, giving you something a little bit different. We have with us the official legal expert of TJ's podcast. His name is former intern Wiki Ryan. Hey.
Morning.
And Ryan's real name is Ryan Toomey, and he is an attorney for a firm in Texas. Is it San Antonio?
Austin.
Oh, that's right, Austin.
Your favorite city in Texas.
Yeah, I don't know how you live there amongst all that. But this isn't the political show, so I promised people that I wouldn't turn it into the political show. Now, Ryan specializes in civil cases of personal injury and things of that nature. So one of the things that people are talking about the most nowadays is these weight loss drugs, Ozempic, Kilimanjaro. I don't know any others. But the one that is being singled out as a big time lawsuit is Ozempic, right? That's the one people are focused on right now as a class action suit.
That's the biggest one because it is the largest of the three. But I saw against both companies. There are two different companies that manufacture all of the drugs. The one that manufactures Mounjaro, and then there's another, Trulicity, I think, is the other one. And then there's a different company that manufactures Ozempic and a couple others.
Yeah,
but the biggest suit and the biggest class action is against that company.
Okay, so how does it work when people have filed these lawsuits because of the side effects and things that they say that the Ozempic caused, like stomach paralysis? That's one of the big things that people are talking about. They had filed these lawsuits, but then the U.S. government comes in and says, you're going to have to turn that into a class action suit. You can't do them all, separately. Is that right? Is that how they did that?
That's how it happens a lot of times. There are certain parameters to determine when a class action suit is required or necessary. And a lot of times it's based on when there are a lot of similar cases, and it's more efficient to have those cases combined into one instead of having 100,000 cases that are all very similar, because it would take a long time to get those cases tried in front of a jury. I'll give you an example. I worked on a case when I started at my last firm that happened in 2012. Suit was filed in 2014. It was originally set for trial in 2015, and it was finally going to go to trial in 2022, and it settled the Friday before the Monday trial. And so the government knows how inefficient the jury trial system is because there aren't enough courts, and most cases don't go to trial.
Yeah.
But for the ones that do, and ones like this, the bigger ones, you kind of have to have them combined. Otherwise, most people will die before they ever get to try the case.
So does it matter? Is it easier to prove to a jury to find a company liable if you're an individual suing somebody or in a class action, or is it doesn't matter?
I would say it does and doesn't matter, because the burden of proof is going to be the same either way. If it's a bunch of people combined, then you kind of spread the risk and you spread those expenses across all the different clients or plaintiffs that you have.
Like Aaron Brockovich.
Yeah, I mean, it works like that. The basic part is that they do assign representative plaintiffs to represent the entire class.
Yeah.
On a lot of those, you're able to spread that risk around. And so it makes it a lot easier to handle. But typically the law firm is putting the expenses up front with the expectation that they'll be paid, or the hope, I guess, is the best term for it, that they'll be paid on the back end of the case.
I think I saw something like that on Better Call Saul.
Yeah, it's part of the contingency makeup. And so I imagine they get it pretty right. You know, we don't get paid unless you get paid, and then yeah. you pay all the expenses up front. And, you know, on it's what I tell a lot of prospective clients and clients, you know, we assume all the risk, because if you don't get anything, then that's money and time that we wasted.
Yeah. You know, having to worry about, you know, did the person mopping the floor at the grocery store put the yellow sign down in the right place and all of that. I mean, I know you've got your investigative team out there on that. Just kidding. I know you're a big professional. I mean, for God's sakes, look at that office you're sitting in with the degrees on the wall. Craziness. Just oh my gosh. Craziness. He's not our little intern anymore, Riggins.
No. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
He's very smart.
Yeah. And some people say that, you know, Baylor Law School is difficult. Some people do. I mean, I don't know. Don't you just have to go to church a lot to get a law degree from Baylor, since it's a Baptist college?
There is a church there. I played a lot of video games when I was in law school, so I don't know how hard it could possibly be.
Okay, so you're looking at a case like this. It's a class action case against a drug company. That's got to have, attorneys salivating, right? Or is it hard to prove that a drug caused this ailment in you that you're having to deal with for the rest of your life? Like, let's say, just take the stomach paralysis part of it. Is that something that lasts forever? And if it doesn't last forever, then how much is that worth to each person, that you had a temporary condition where your stomach, you know, was kind of paralyzed and your bowels didn't work properly? Or if it is permanent, how much is that worth to a person? Who determines how much you're going to ask for in a law firm?
So whenever as far as what you're asking for, a lot of it is dependent on a number of factors, how much the medical expenses that have already been spent are, what are the presumptive medical expenses in the future. So a lot of times, if the case is big enough and can afford it, is what we say, you hire a life care planner, a doctor, or someone who specializes in coming up with those to determine what type of care the person will need as they go throughout the rest of their life. So, you know, I'm 38 years old. What care will I need until I'm 80, if I make it that far? And how much is that going to cost? As far as those types, so those are what are known as defective product cases.
Mm-hmm.
And those are some of the most difficult, because there is a lot you have to prove. You have to prove that there is either a defect in the design, a defect in the manufacturing, or a marketing defect, mm-hmm. which is a defect in the warning. And typically you need to pay experts who specialize in those areas. And it usually takes more than one to prove that. And so that's where it becomes difficult and expensive, because as the lawyer, then you have to be the one who basically learns how all that stuff works.
Yeah. And then, Riggins, do you know what they call it? Like, if in this case, when the plaintiffs have a doctor that's telling, you know, people how, you know, this person is going to have this, and then it's because I believe that it was this drug that caused it and all that, and they put them on the stand. You know what they call that in the legal world?
No.
A barking seal.
A barking seal.
You put a barking seal on the stand, and that's somebody, you know, that whenever you say bark, they're going to bark what you want them to say.
Is that true, Ryan?
I don't call them a barking seal. We call them, for the experts hired on the other side, we call them painted ladies.
Oh, barking seals, painted ladies. I'm learning all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Well, I learned that from a guy who's an attorney and a talk show and host in Los Angeles.
Named
Bill Handel.
He's
Handel on the law. Yeah. And he said, it's a barking seal. So that's my law school.
I think that's
a call-in radio show.
That's a better law school than a lot of people get. So.
You should let Ryan hear that clip of the attorney.
Oh, from this morning? Yeah, can you pull it up, Rob?
Yeah.
Okay.
He'd get a kick out of that.
Yeah, I've started finding these. My son actually will send them to me of these TikToks or whatever, where they'll pull a clip from a courtroom, and the and it's funny because of something that either witness says or the attorney says. Like the other day, it was in Young Thug's case, and a witness for the prosecution, they were asking him questions, and he goes, could I get some water or something? Because I'm high as hell right now.
Yeah, I heard that one. That one was really...
So there was one I had this morning that my son sent me. You got it, Rob? Yeah. It's very quick. It's the attorney and the judge is telling him, look, let's just move on. You don't have to worry about that right now. And then the attorney's response. So you got to listen fast.
I got to play it through my speaker on my computer.
Oh, okay. So, all right.
On the audio there.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. Let me see if I can get this to work.
So okay. Don't even worry about that, okay?
Okay. I was saying that it's just not true. It's cap, to be honest.
He said it's not true. It's cap, to be honest. It's cap.
No cap, Judge. I'm gonna use that today.
Yeah.
I told you that I have a hearing to go to, so I'm gonna tell the judge no cap.
Let us know how if that works. Court today.
No cap.
I'm sure it's gonna go great.
But do you remember the one of I'm sure you've heard it 1,000 times. Since I'm your hero and you hang on my every word, the guy in Alexandria, Louisiana, who the judge called him down and he said in court, "Oh, that ain't right, cuz."
Yeah, come on, cuz.
Yeah. I dare you to do that, Ryan.
Oh,
I dare.
I do get away with some pretty funny stuff when I'm taking depositions, and those are on the record and recorded. I can send you the one where I asked the guy what are his favorite pair of Jordans that he had.
Well, I'm glad you can make it fun.
I try to have fun with it because, you know, it's serious, but it's not that serious.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not like somebody's life is hanging in the balance. If you don't do what you're supposed to do, they're going to go to prison for the rest of their lives or the electric chair or anything.
Well, we're just getting money.
Yeah, that's all you're doing. When is the wedding?
We're looking at October, November.
Okay. Well, that sounds like an escape plan to me if you don't even know for sure. October, November. She's ready to just bolt at any time, I think.
She's not going to listen to this.
All right. Well, we know you got court today, so thank you for getting up early and talking and hanging out with us. You know we love you.
Anytime. Love you guys, too.
All right. Talk to you later. Okay, bye.
Bye.
More of TJ's podcast is coming up.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more. Yes.
Welcome back, world, to TJ's podcast.
Okay, I joke around a lot, and I have a hard time, and I always have, talking about myself, promoting myself, promoting stuff that that we do as a company and all of that. And that's why I always make it silly, you know, like saying TJ's fanaticos and creating that like it's a special fan club or something. Like, I mean, I normally wouldn't. Hey, go join my fan club. But that's not exactly what it is. TJ's fanaticos is just a cute name to call people who like the podcast and people who you know, want to be part of it. Ace and I have always set up everything to where people who are in the audience are part of what we're doing. You know, that's why we have the Ace and TJ family. We've always said that instead of listeners or fans, because we actually, you know, we look at you as an extension of our family, because if it weren't for you, we wouldn't be anywhere, you know. And a lot of you have been with us for a long time, and we've grown together. But if you go to acetj.com/fanaticos, that would help us out a lot, because you know, this is something new, and it's a lot harder to get feedback as we're going along, because it used to be where everything was live and 4 hours in the morning. You could pick up the phone and call us and tell us anything that was on your mind and all of that. Well, technology is a little different now, and so the reactions and all are a little delayed. So it would really help us out, since we're starting this and on making sure that we're growing in the right direction according to what you want. If you just go to acetj.com/fanaticos and fill out a survey there, tell us, you know, what you like, what you don't like, and you can even DM us that stuff if you want. I mean, you know, I ain't scared.
Fanatico.
What did I say? Fanaticos?
Yeah.
So acetj.com/fanatico.
Yeah.
Because you're one fanatico. And then people go, okay, well, if you're using Spanish, why is it fanatico and not fanatica? One's male, one's female. Because fanatico is just generic. Like amigo is generic.
You either want to be in or you don't.
Yeah. I mean, come on. All right. So we'd really appreciate it if you did that for us. Thank you. This is a difficult situation. Now, a lot of times I don't necessarily believe these stories that are on Am I the A-Hole on Reddit. But let's just say that this is a real situation. It actually reminds me, it's not meant to be funny, but it reminds me of something that they would have done on Seinfeld or Curb Your Enthusiasm. You know, something Larry David would have come up with. This woman and her husband, I think she's married, they just bought a house and they bought some property. Well, 4 years before they bought the property, a group of teenagers were driving drunk and hit a tree that is on her property. And after that, the family of one of the teenagers that was killed put up a memorial right by that tree. It's a 4x4, like 4 feet by 4 feet cross and some other things. And she said about 3 times a year, they come and put flowers around it and you know, treat it kind of like it's a gravesite or something. Well, she says she's been through some stuff of her own, and she doesn't want every time she drives up to her house to be reminded of something so sad. And she wants the memorial taken down. But she doesn't want, you know, she doesn't want everybody to think that she's the worst person in the world.
Yeah.
She has no connection to this family. She didn't even know them, didn't even live in the area, I don't think, whenever the accident happened. But she's like, what do I do? Because I definitely want it down, which I can understand.
Yes.
I mean, every time you drive up to your property, you don't want to, you know, have to look at basically somebody's grave and a sad, sad story about a teenager getting killed.
Right.
But how do you tell the people when they come and say, hey, look, I'm getting rid of all this.
Number one, do you even try to broach the subject? Number two is, how do you do it if you decide to do it? I don't know. I don't have an answer
for
either.
That is crazy.
I like you, I get it. It is a reminder every time you pull in the driveway – here's the memorial for a child. You know, mm-hmm. It's a teenager, but it's a kid. Their death on your property.
But look, if this is not a real story, if people that read it or whomever made it up, I have a lot of respect for them.
Yeah,
coming up with that is. Yeah. I mean, that's a really good. Catch 22 kind of rock and a hard place situation.
And you know what Larry David would say.
Yeah.
He would go, I mean, it's not my problem.
What do I have to do?
So now it's on me. Yeah, that's tough. Hmm. We've got, when I was growing up, we had a bunch of them, you know, on the highway out to our house. There were crosses and stuff. And one of my brother's friends had died in one of those places. Mm-hmm. And it was on people's property. And they lasted for years and years and years. So I don't know. Oh. How do you...
But she said that that the tree is about 10 feet off the road right in front of her house.
Yeah.
And that's where the cross and everything is. And then people were saying, well, put up hedges around it so when you look out your window, you don't have to see it. But every time I drive up, I got to see it, you know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do anything. I would let them keep. But then again.
No.
Would you want that to be what everybody else sees in your yard too? I mean, even if it didn't really affect you as much.
Yeah. I wonder if you could replace it with something. Like maybe you say, like, can we put a tree there? Like, I'm trying to meet you halfway. Like,
well, there is a tree.
Right. I mean, can we
cut that one down?
Yeah. Can we put a flower bed there? Or I don't know, with the balloons and the teddy bears and the cross, it's, can we find a happy medium? But yeah, I mean, am I the asshole? I don't know that you're an asshole for one.
But people will think you are and they'll say you are.
I think so.
But the people on Reddit weren't really. They were kind of being sympathetic.
Yeah, but they're not from the town. I think people that are from that town, she's moving in from out of town. I think it's a tough, sticky situation. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Because if I had decided that I didn't want it out there, I would start to get, like, I would be nice and not move it, but I would get more and more put out by it every day.
Yeah. And then you start to resent people.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good. If you moved into a house and they had like a pet grave, would you immediately get rid of that? I mean, the headstone?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Immediately.
I figured. Day one.
I mean, I would probably say that the purchase of the house is contingent upon them getting rid of the pet graveyard.
That would be in the paper.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what do you do in this situation, Regans? You just let it go and then just let it bother you?
No, I'm reaching out to them in a really respectful way.
Yeah.
And introducing myself first, maybe even invite them over for dinner. I'd love to have you over. And then maybe... soften the blow a little bit rather than an email that says, hey, I'm doing this, A, B, and C. I think you can soften it up in such a way that they become understanding of your situation while still being respectful of the space right there. Can we do a flower bed? Can I plant a tree there? I just,
But when it comes down to it, I mean, it's the property of the person.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean... Larry David style, who's paying for the flower bed if that's the compromise?
Yeah.
Why not? You expect me to pay for it?
Yeah. But you chose the house and it was there. So it's not like you went into it blind. You knew it was going to be a sticky situation when you signed up to buy the house.
But it's a 4 feet by 4 feet, a 4x4 cross, homemade cross in the front yard.
Yeah. It's big. It's tough. Sticky situation.
I really don't know. But then again, you'd have everybody pulling at you going, you can't do it. You can't do it. And then other people would I would be telling somebody else, oh, you got to do it. That's your property. But in her telling of the story on Reddit, she did use some unsympathetic language, she said. So some drunk teenagers wrapped a car around a tree. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I would put it that way
She's already made up her mind.
She's
already asking, am I an asshole for fix, you know, removing this. So I think that's not the right answer, but also you don't want to live with it if you're not, if you're uncomfortable with it.
Yeah. Mm. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
I'd probably move. Or yeah, I would say vandals took it down.
Yeah.
This, I don't know what happened. We were on vacation and we came back and vandals had gotten it.
Oh no.
Just tore it up. Tore it up and oh, I was gonna say they burned it, but you can't be burning a cross.
No.
That's a whole different, you know, bag of worms. Can of worms.
Yeah.
But that sounds like something that I, you know, that would happen to me.
Yeah.
You know, like that neighbor that would just wait on me to walk outside and then pounce on me as soon as I walked out in my backyard.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. You know, and then look at me like, entertain me. I've had a lot of Larry David Seinfeldish type moments in my life. I can relate to a lot of them.
Sure.
But I don't think I'd tell. I am sweet still, so I wouldn't tell the family to get rid of the thing.
I think you can find a happy.
Well, it depends on how close to the house it is, too. I mean, is it a big yard? Or is it, you know, in my mowing space? You know?
Yeah. There's a house that's in a neighborhood near me, and it's been for sale for a really long time, whereas other houses have been sold really quickly. And it's because in the front yard, there's like a 20-ton boulder that sticks up, and it takes up the majority of the front yard.
Yeah.
You can't even see the house from the sidewalk. This boulder is so big. And one of the guys I know, he said, yeah, they can't sell because that big rock. And he said, well, some people say, look at it like, oh, I won't have to cut the grass as often because there's this huge rock. And he said, but the other flip side of it, birds shit all over it. And people have said, well, I can power wash. And he goes, no, you can't. It's like concrete. Once that shit is all. So now it's this huge rock, but it's also covered in crap. Kind of takes away from the curb appeal.
How much is rock removal?
It's the size of this room.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. Mm-hmm. So I don't even know that it's possible. And it's
maybe you bust it up or something.
Maybe. It's crazy. Looks like the top of a mountain just sticking out. And it's just covered in bird crap. They've tried to clean it, but they can't get that stuff on it.
I mean, you can't even sell ad space on it.
No.
It's just covered in bird crap.
It's a mess. But, like, you know, would you take it for a lower price on the house? Like, maybe. Some people would.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've got a child's, you know, death memorial in your front yard, I'd want a discount.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, she should charge them a fee to keep the memorial there. Yeah.
Charge them? Like rent?
Yeah.
That'd go over well. Then you are an asshole.
Yeah. All right. If you would go to that acetj.com/fanatico and tell us what all you want us to know about your listening to TJ's podcast. We would appreciate it. All right, that's it for today. It's been a full program that's just been overflowing with interesting information. And laughter and mirth and merry song. So, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Love you. Bye.
The world. It's TJ's podcast.
I screwed that up, Rob. I had to slide her down on the end.
Serving the world. It's TJ's podcast.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
All guests of the Ace and TJ show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent First Quarter of the Rest of Your Life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table & Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenix, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenix, N-E-O-G-E-N-I-X.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.